Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Oh, boy. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, whatever situation you find yourself in. I tell you, you just need to lean on God because he got you. I was trying to tell you last night, I got a little carried away. You remember when you was a kid and they tell you, hey, just fall back, I catch you, and somebody standing behind you and got their hands out, and when you go ahead to fall back, your friends move, and then they all point at you laughing. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to worry about our big brother Jesus, the Christ, Yahshua, the HaMashiach. When he tell you he got you, he mean he got you. No matter where you fall, no matter how many times you bump your head, how many bruises you get, no matter the situation, no matter how small or how large, he got you. How about that? Oh, man, let me stop. All right, Pastor Jackson, God bless you, sir. Good evening. Glad you was able to make it, man. Open up with prayer, man. You better get this microphone. Get this microphone.
To God, man. He said he moved his hand and let you push him. But, oh, my Lord, oh, my God. But what a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
All of our sins and griefs he'll bear. What a privilege it is to carry
everything
to God in prayer. Did you hear me, Pastor? I ain't
said
a few things a little bit. Everything. Like, I'm going to go a little country, you know, everything. Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Jesus. Let us humble ourselves before we go before the word says, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. Lord, have mercy. Jesus. Lord, we ask you for forgiveness for everything that we said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to your sight or to your hearing, Lord. And Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this manner, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, we ask that you would take control. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you. We ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Lord, your word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Why? Because your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Why? Because your word said what you didn't do or what you did do to or for the least of them, you did it or you did not do it to or for me. Be careful who you put your mouth on. Be careful who you put your hands on, because you might just be entertaining an angel sent from heaven. We thank you, Lord God, and we ask that you help us to bring forth words of encouragement. We ask that you help us to give hope. We ask that you will help us, Lord God, to just be about our Father's business, that you will remove us out of the way, and that you will talk to us, and you will talk through us. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. We thank you for another opportunity just to grace your presence, to come before your throne in prayer. We thank you for sending us. And we thank you more than anything, Lord God, because you didn't just send us. You equipped us. You tooled us. You taught us. You spoke to us. You spoke through us. And, Lord God, we come in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We don't come in the name of ourselves, pastor, evangelist, whoever the case may be, whatever the 5-4 ministry titles may be. We're not caught up in things like that, Lord God. We're caught up in the Holy Spirit of God. But when Jesus said, I'm leaving, when I leave, I will send you, my Father will send you a comforter. And he will bring back to your remembrance everything that I spoke unto you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for his leadership. Thank you for his guidance. Thank you for his power. Thank you for his authority. Thank you for his anointing. Thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. And Father, we just ask that you will help us to say something that will help your people tonight, that will break chains, because we come by force, Lord God. We come by force in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we break in chains without fear, favor, or compromise. If we step on some toes, then just say ouch and keep. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. Nothing that we say, nothing that we do is about us. It's not intentional, but however the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost feel that they will use us, then we must be obedient. We must surrender ourselves and be vessels willing to be used. Continue to heal the land. Continue to heal your people. Continue to bless the mindset and the condition of your people. Continue to bless the widows and the orphans. Continue to bless the children of Israel, the land of Jerusalem. Oh, God, just continue to move like only your power, Holy Ghost power, can move. And we will remember to always give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know what time it is now. You know what time it is. It's time to suit up. Put on your clothes. Oh, my God. The mighty men of valor stepping on the scene. YET Amen. Radio is signing on, and it's time to break chains. Suit up. The chain breakers are here. Let's break chains, break y'all. Through. We are here. Let's get them.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Woo. Yeah, yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone. Here we go. Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I know what they ain't gotta tell me.
Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward, with the word of God as your mind state. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gates of hell. You can't prevail what God says. Nah, I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Raise my children up in the Lord. Love my wife like Christ loved the church, to take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king. I'm a king. Yeah.
We marching, we stepping, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
Let's
over.
Let's do this
we
work.
Marching.
I'm a king.
We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You
I'm
might
a
not
see
the crown.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk
on YAT Radio.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
woo.
Yeah, yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. Work undone. Here we go. Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest. I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
Promise I'ma get mine. We too close to the end time. Boy, you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands. Control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nobody ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before them. Because some crisis, I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my.
You better transform what's over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward, with the word of God as your mind state. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gates of hell. You can't prevail what God says.
Nah,
I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face.
Yeah.
Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place.
Yeah.
Raise my children up in the Lord.
Yeah.
Love my wife like Christ loved the church, to take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Yeah.
We marching, we stepping, we marching, we
stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching. We stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
Let's
over.
Do this
we
work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king. You
I'm
might not see your crown.
But I'm
see
a prophet.
It.
Preach the word.
Oh, yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God
a
is giving you authority.
I'm a prophet.
In
I'm a prophet.
Minion.
Preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
You need to grab what's yours,
I'm a prophet.
Baby.
I'm a prophet.
Let's
preach
go.
The word over my family. I'm a king.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Oh, that'd be us. What's going on? Welcome back. Breaking Chains. It's the mighty men of valor stepping in. The chain breakers are here. Hey, happy Thursday to you. I pray all is well with you. What's going on? Pastor Rod hanging out. Pastor Jackson, Pastor Melvin is hanging on. Got some more guests going to call in. Our other brothers will probably check in with us. Let me say this to you. Let's put this out here first and foremost. Let me get it out there early. This show is not to disrespect anybody, tear anybody down. We're here to bring the word of God to you, put sound doctrine in your face, and put the truth in your face for real. The truth
Amen.
Is sound
Amen.
Doctrine. We're not going to water it down. We're not going to sugar water for you. We're not going to do any of that. We coming straight at you. We slinging, you know what I'm saying? We slinging the word of God, and it cuts like a double-edged sword. So if we may not catch you going, but we're going to sure catch you on the back. So you know what I'm saying? Just be prepared. We want to prepare you. All right, so let's go and jump into
You're
this.
You're going to get cut.
I just want to tell you that, you know what I'm saying, last night we had a very powerful show last night. And our show last night stemmed off our show that was Monday night. And Living in the Reason. And Pastor Jackson brought up something for us to talk about last night that spun off Living in the Reason, because you want to live in it and receive the reward, but you don't want to complete the assignment. So we talked about you doing the assignment last night, or you not doing the assignment. Pastor Jackson came up with something else for you. He said, what if?
God,
have mercy, G. Listen, let me tell you something. You want to receive the reward, but you don't want to do the work. So what if God did that to you?
Jesus.
Let me ask you something.
Take
His
time,
son,
God.
listen, he had to perform a miracle. He had to perform a duty to us in order for us to still be here today. What if he wouldn't have done that?
Jesus, come on.
Common sense tell you what if you wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be
Amen.
Here. There would be no us. So tonight we're gonna talk about a what if situation. Because a what if situation is this. What if you just turn to Deuteronomy 28 with me? What if you do that? What if you turn to Deuteronomy 28 and you know what the first word in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 says? If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commandments, I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Listen, my brothers and sisters, tonight we asking you about what if. What if you obey God? Well, guess what happens if you obey God? He says that you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. He says, listen, if you obey God, the fruit of your womb will be blessed. The crops of your land will be blessed. The young of your livestock will be blessed. The calves of your herds and lambs of your flocks, they will be blessed. What if you obey God? He say your basking and your kneading through will be blessed. He say if you obey me, you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Listen, y'all, listen to me now. What if you obey God? He say that he will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you one direction, but flee from you in seven. Listen, what if you obey God? He say he will send a blessing on your barns, on everything you put your hand to. Wait a minute. I don't think you heard what I just said. He said that he will bless everything that you put your hand to. Do you know what that means? Do you understand what that means? Do you? You ain't got it yet. Wait a minute. We're going to keep going. What if you obeyed God? He said he will bless you in the land he is giving you. He giving you. All you got to do is obey. He say just keep his word, keep his commandments, and follow him. Listen, what if we obey God? He said he will establish you as a holy people. A holy people. Promise you on an oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the people on the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. You are called a Christian because the name Christ is in it. You represent, oh my God, listen. What if you are obedient to the Lord your God? He said he will grant you an abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb. You understand what I'm saying? He said he will open up the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in the season and bless all the works of your hand. He said he will lend to many nations, but will borrow for none. Let me tell you something. You won't have to borrow for nobody. The Lord said he will make you the head and not the tail if you will pay attention to his commandments. What if you do this? And he said if you start this today, right now, y'all, you got an opportunity to repent and ask God to come into your life. You accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and mean that in your heart. They just tell you, if you just say you saved and you trust Jesus, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll truly be saved. That's a lie. It's not that easy. It's got to come from your heart, not just out your mouth. If Jesus could say those that say my name, Lord, Lord, all of them that use my name won't get into heaven, you think he just going to let you say to him, I'm blessed, I'm saved? Man, you better miss me with that. Miss me with that. But wait a minute.
Come on.
Come to break. Now, see, that was verses 1 through 14. Only 14 of those verses. But hold up. Wait a minute. Gotta put some breaks in it. However.
Preacher.
God said, what if you do not obey my commands and do not carefully follow all my commands and decrees I am giving you today? All these curses will come over you and overtake you. You wondering why you going through hell right now? Because you walking in hell because you disobedient. And this is the scripture. This is the word of God. This ain't Pastor Raw, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Kim, Pastor Melvin. This ain't none of us. This is the word of God. See, I don't know what they teaching you, but you better learn and study to show yourself approved before God, because your pastor can't get you in heaven. Did you hear what I said? Listen, I don't care. What if your pastor's saying, I'm God, follow me? You better tell him he's a lying. The devil is up in him because he's lying about God. Okay. What if you're disobedient to God? Listen to what he say. He say, if you disobey me, you will be cursed in the city, cursed in the field. Your baskets will be cursed. Listen. The fruit of your womb will be cursed. The crops of your land, the calves of your herd, the lambs of your flock. When you come in, you'll be cursed. When you go out, you'll be cursed. God will send curses on you, confusion and rebuke and everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. The Lord say he will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are trying to possess. He say he will strike you with wasting disease, with fever, inflammation, scorching heat, and drought, blight, mildew, plague, until you perish. The sky over your head will be bronze, and the ground beneath you will be iron. The Lord will turn the grain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the skies until you are destroyed. He say he will defeat you. Listen, he say he will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. He said you will come at them from one direction, you will flee from them in seven, and you will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms of the earth. He said your carcasses will be food for all the birds and the wild animals. There will be no one fighting them away. He said he will afflict you to the boils of Egypt with the tumors
festering sores, an itch which you cannot cure. Listen, it goes on to guess what? Let me tell you something. I want you to understand. He said that he would do all kind of things to you, but it goes all the way down to verse 68.
Wow.
Listen, and verse 68 says this to you. If you disobey me, I will send you back in ships to Egypt on a journey I said you will never make again. Therefore, you need to offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you.
Jesus.
So you want to know what if? What if? Are you talking to your pastor about that? Pastor, did you go and ask your pastor? Pastor, what happens if I do this? Or pastor, what happens if I don't do this? Have you ever asked your pastor that? Have you sat down and tried to study that? Have you talked to God about that? Have you repented of everything that you disobeyed God about? Listen, 2 Chronicles 7:14 starts off with the word if. Listen, I'm going to add what in front of that. Lord, forgive me, but I just got to ask it like this. God is asking us a question right now. I'm going to ask this question right now because this is what he's putting in my spirit. What if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray? What if that takes place? What if you do that, my children? What if you humble yourself and pray to me and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways? He said what he would do, y'all. So what are we waiting on? Pastor Jackson said something yesterday. What if we all came together and got on one accord and started preaching the same thing?
Jesus.
And Pastor Melvin said, power. Power. What if power would take place in the earth? The power of the Holy Spirit will dominate the earth. We are the most powerful entity on the earth, the church. What if you start acting like it? What if you start taking back your families? What if you start taking back your communities? What if you start taking back these hoods and turning them into neighborhoods again? What if you take back control of this government that belongs to Jesus? Under us, a child is born.
Come on. God.
And upon his shoulder. Oh, my God. See, that's the spiritual government. But the spiritual government has to answer to the... Listen, the natural government got to answer to the spiritual government.
Amen.
What if someone held them accountable for that? What if we start holding these hypocrites accountable? What if we start handling these crooks, these politicians that's robbing us? What if we say enough is enough? No more killing our black young men, police. Listen, what if we say to them, we ain't studying your 2030 agenda, your new world order? What if we tell them, man, we ain't studying your new world order? We live in the kingdom of God. We live by the rules and regulations and the commandments of God. We're not disrespecting and breaking your rules, so stop disrespecting and breaking our daddy's rules.
Listen,
let me tell you something. The scripture, listen, man. The scripture already tells you everything that's taking place. The word has already been written. If you turn to Matthew 11 and you look at verse 12, it tells you, listen, and I'm going to read it from the New Translation. It says that from the time of John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and violent people are attacking it. Take it by force.
Take it by force.
The enemy, listen, what if the enemy didn't know who you were?
Jesus.
What if he didn't know? What if he didn't know? And that's not even a real question because the enemy knows everything about you. Did you forget that?
Preacher.
talked to Pastor Jackson this morning. We were talking, having a powerful conversation. And did you forget that Lucifer was up there with God? When God was
now.
Putting the blueprint together about you?
Gosh.
When he was making plans for your life? Did you forget that Lucifer, listen, did you forget that Lucifer was right there looking over his shoulder at his right hand, like his right hand man? Watching everything being done? Don't you, what if Lucifer wasn't there? You probably have a perfect life right now. But unfortunately, Eve was stubborn and hard-headed. And Adam was weak. Truth be told, I know that offended you, but he was. She said, well, he said that God didn't say it right, so you tell me we still down here? What if we stood up and be men of God? And I'm not talking to everybody out there, so don't get your feathers all ruffled. I know some of you out there doing the work of the Lord, and we continue to lift you up in prayer and intercede on your behalf. Before God, so we ain't talking to you. You need to be on the same accord with us. I hear chain breaking. Listen, the scripture said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Didn't he say if? Listen, my Lord. the scripture say, so if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed, right? Right? Let me ask you something else. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, right? And if they repent, you forgive them, right? Even if they sin against you seven times in a day, seven times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. What if nobody forgave you? What if nobody forgave you for everything that you did? You worried about all this persecution you taking? Jesus told you in John 15, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. He's asking these what ifs. Are you listening to what I'm saying? What ifs? What ifs? Listen. Verse 23:15 said, my son, if your heart is wise, did you hear what I said? Then my heart will be glad indeed. His heart. So you don't think he know your heart?
Jesus.
Man, listen.
Omniscient.
Listen. The scripture says, if we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
To the Lord.
So you know, you say, the Lord is your shepherd. The only way that the Lord becomes your shepherd is you have to surrender your...
Jesus.
You got to give him your all in order for him to become your shepherd. So what if you surrendered all? What you think your life will be about? Have you given him a chance? What if you gave him a chance in your life? You gave the drugs, the alcohol, the women, the men, the clubs, the parties, the concerts. You gave everything else a chance. What if you gave God a chance? Look what you get if you give him a chance. If you let God in, all of heaven comes with him, including your Savior, his Son, Jesus the Christ, including your Comforter, the Holy Spirit. You get the Godhead plus all of heaven come with you. You know how many legions of angels that entails? You don't know because I don't know. So I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, take some time and ask yourself, what if? What if I surrendered all? What if I asked God to come in and change my life around? What if I asked the Lord to help me and mend it from the heart? Have you just asked yourself, why am I still living? Why am I breathing? What if he took his breath away from me? There would be no more you. You still moving, you still breathing, you hear me, you see the beauty outside, you still going through this and you still pouting and you grumbling and you murmuring and you complaining and you ain't never happy. What if You just surrendered all and let God in.
Jesus.
He's standing there. He's still knocking. He's still knocking, waiting to come in. You know how many doors he knocking on right now? What if you sat back and did some math right now? You know how many people on this earth, how many people that you think accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior? There are more people that don't follow Jesus than do. So what if you accepted your assignment and got other brothers and sisters to open up their heart and let him in? What if you got on your assignment and left mine alone? What if you got on your assignment and left Pastor Jackson's alone? What if you got your assignment and left Pastor Melvin's alone? Pastor Kemp's alone? The evangelist? Pastor Zine? What if you got on your assignment and left all ours alone and did yours? And we assisted each other in each other's assignment? Is there anything that I can do? What if we became like Galatians 5, 22 and 23, gentle, kind, loving, patient, humble, meek? What if? You know what kind of world we'll live in? But God is still waiting on you. We're going to take a quick break, man. We come back. I got to bring my brothers on, man. I did my part, man, and turned this thing up for the night. We're talking about what if, so everybody get ready. We gonna flow through this thing tonight, man. We gonna throw all kind of things at everybody. Everybody get your clocks out, man, and your stopwatches, and let's keep up with the time, because we gonna roll tonight, man. I want to really dig into this. Pastor Jackson brought up something very powerful tonight, because what if the only way that he can be your shepherd is that you got to accept his son? You know what I'm saying? In order for God to come in, Jesus got to be there first. Because it says he's the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way because he brings you to God. He is the truth because, listen, he is the word of God. He is the word. He is the life. Guess what? Because the word of God brings life to you. He is the word. He is the word. It says nothing gets to the Father without going through him. The way, the truth, and the life. It's so many titles that he has. But just call on his name and let him in, because he's waiting on you. It's Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor here, man. The Chain Breakers are on tonight. 858-357-9135. Keep involved in the conversation. Break your chains, y'all.
You called out my name. Knew my past covered my shame. This amazing. You've shown so patiently. You've shown so patiently. And you waited for me, just for me.
You waited, come on.
Yeah.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. What's going on with you, Pastor Rob, Pastor Jax, Pastor Melvin? I want to say good evening to everybody. God bless you. We on something very serious tonight. We're talking about what if God didn't love us, man? You know what I'm saying? You ever thought about that? Can't even think about that, can you? Because God is love, so he's going to love us. But what if you start loving him? What you think will change if you just start loving him? Because everybody don't love it. We say we do.
My Lord.
But do you show it? You know what I'm saying? Can people tell that you're a child of God just by looking at you? What if you start acting like your daddy? You want to look like him, but what if you start acting like your daddy? Just think about that. I want to say good evening to you, Pastor Jackson. Welcome to the show, sir. Thank you for hanging in there, man. What if we start fulfilling the likeness side instead of the image side? We so quick to want to look like daddy. But boy, look at him, boy. We sure running from being like daddy. You know what I'm saying? Daddy say be gentle, be kind, be patient, be loving, be meek, be humble, be all these things like me. You know what I'm saying? Lend to the poor. You know what I'm saying? Feed the hungry. Get water to the thirsty. Clothe the naked. You know what I'm saying? You know, be the good Samaritan. What if we start acting like that? What if? Great change, man.
You know, that's so powerful that you said this, sir. Because what you just said.
You're breaking up real bad. You're breaking up real bad. Man. You know, do the old skin. Put one hand up and put a leg up and see if that'll work, you know?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Just was breaking up.
Okay. About now.
Keep talking. Can't understand yet.
Okay. Okay. You know, you just said something that was so profound that, hold on one second, that so many people want to look. They want to perpetrate a fraud. You know? I look like my daddy. Yeah, you look like him, but why aren't you acting like him? Why aren't your actions of your father? You know, we can perpetrate and we can dress up real nice. You put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. It's still a pig. So what if you start doing the attributes of your father? Contributions.
You must have moved wherever you were. You should have stayed there. You must have. Did you move?
No. I turned it down. Let's do this. You break chains, cause I don't want to distract and I don't want to hold up. Feed me. Go ahead.
Amen. Wanna holler at Pastor Melvin here, see if we can get him in. Want to say good evening to you, Pastor Melvin. Pastor Jackson having some connection problems. Want to say good evening to you, sir. We breaking chains with what if. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. When you finished just now, that was enough for 7 point, however many billion people on the planet to take it. Each and every one. That was enough for everybody if you want to know the truth. You hit it, Doc. But let's go back to the foundation. I thought you touched on it just a little bit. I look at the foundation with the Israelites. All that he did, they still were disobedient. They complained so much. I'm a short mind. Now let's fast forward. God got mad. Don't think that my daddy don't get angry with us. He said one time he was sorry he made man. So he went on, we move up to Noah. And he destroyed man.
Yes, he did.
So we started this life again with Noah. Even after the earth was refinished, the same thing happened again. Disobedient, complaining. Wow, when I think about that, put this thing together. What if he had did it a second time? He was angry again. So he decided, okay, I'm going to give these knuckleheads another chance. They wouldn't listen to the prophets. I gave everything they needed to the prophets. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give up all this royalty in heaven. All these angels singing and praising to me and waiting on me hand and feet. Now, I'm going to give all this up, and I'm going to descend. And if you know what the word descend means, down. I'm going to come down to these nitwits and bring the word in the flesh, face to face, and see how these snookskis are going to react then. What if he had decided to do what he did with the first by destroying the world? He didn't. He came here to give us a second chance, knowing what was going to happen to him. Being persecuted for righteousness' sake in the Garden of Gethsemane, being turned over to the soldiers for death. He knew all of this. He saw all of the pain that he would go through. But simply because he loved us so much, he was beaten all night long. He was taken from hall to hall. And then to look at the road to Calvary, and we say the nails, they drove nails in his feet, but y'all got to remember now, these nails were spikes. They were huge. Can you imagine the pain that he went through just to save us through love, because he loved so much? Now, on his way to Calvary, what if he had to say, I'm not going through this? We back to this what if. And if he had said, I'm not going to go through this, but to be obedient, and because of the love he had for us, he went through it. What if he had changed his mind? Do you see all these beautiful homes that we have today? What if he had changed his mind? You see all these beautiful cars we have today? What if he had changed his mind? Do you see the money that you have in the bank? What if he had changed his mind? The five-star restaurant, the five-star hotel, the luxury liners on the ocean. What if he had changed his mind? I hope y'all hear me. My dad ain't nobody to play with. What if? I'm finished. Thank you, Doctor.
Amen. Right, preacher. What if? Really? What if we take everything for granted? We have gotten so complacent. We've gotten so comfortable. We expect everything just to happen because it's us. You know what I'm saying? Because it's you. Because it's me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's supposed to bow down because your name is Bishop, Doctor, Reverend, Deacon, Apostle. You know what I'm saying? What if God didn't leave the church in your hands because he knew that you couldn't handle it? What if? You know what I'm saying?
What if?
And the thing about it is when you ask that question and I just say that to you, instead of you just sitting down praying to God to open up your mind and heart to clean up that what if stuff that can get up out of you and start saying, well, Lord, why don't I just start doing this and stop about with them what ifs? Because the thing about it, what if you start being obedient and stop being disobedient? What if you start taking God seriously and stop playing with him? What if you pay attention to the word of God instead of just reading the word of God? What if you start studying the word of God? You know? What if you gave God total control of your life? What if you surrendered all? You know what I'm saying? Do you listen to what God says to us about the what ifs? You know what I'm saying? He told you. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the book of Psalms is a book of a bunch of love letters that David and feelings and emotions David was going through. Dealing and talking to God, right? So in Psalms 139, it says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths. You are there. So what if you could run from God? Where would you go?
No,
where would you go? Where would you go? You can't outrun somebody who already been where you trying to go. Listen. He said he's the Alpha Omega. That means the beginning and the end. I said this to you on several occasions. Stop trying to outrun God and just let God lead and follow him. What if you do that? Have you given it a try? What if you give it a shot? Let God have control of your life. Listen, there's so much that we deal with on a daily basis that we don't always understand. But what if we just took Proverbs 3:5-6 to heart? What if we trust in the Lord with all our heart? What if we do with all our heart, just trust him? We wouldn't have to doubt when we're going to have some money. We wouldn't have to doubt about that new house. We wouldn't have to doubt about that new car. We wouldn't have to doubt about our children. We wouldn't have to worry. We wouldn't have to stress. What if you trusted in the Lord with all your heart? What if you stop leaning on your own understanding? The scriptures say, lean not to your own understanding. What if you do that? What if you just stop doing that? What if you just sit still and just ask God, I'm just going to wait on you? You that impatient, aren't you? That you don't have patience anymore. You can't even wait on God. He's saying all our ways acknowledge him. What if you did that? What about when you was in the crack house, over there in the corner drinking alcohol, snorting cocaine, doing heroin, doing meth, what drugs, opiate? What if you acknowledged God while you was already in your mess instead of trying to hide and run that you could be delivered from?
Then wait till you get clean.
And you, exactly. You wait till you get clean before you acknowledge him.
Come on, Lord. Go ahead on, son.
You know what I'm saying? We get to a place, let me change my terminology. We get to a place where we want it our way instead of God's way.
Come on.
What if we change that around? And get our way out the way.
Amen. All right. Say that one more time.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, seriously. What if we accepted God's way and get our way out the way? You know what I'm saying? What if you stop blaming the devil all the time and look in the mirror and make sure that it ain't you? You quick to say what the devil going to do, what the devil doing. You heard Pastor Kim last night saying, man, they in there lying on me. He's sitting on the steps. He ain't doing nothing. You doing it. Where the devil at? He bumping his head up against your heel.
Underfoot.
He under your foot. What if you realize that? Oh, my God. See, you ain't even catch that. What if you really realize where the devil is really at? What if you realize the power and authority that he don't have?
And that you do.
and you ever thought about why he's so mad at you? Because you got more power than him. What if you realize that, my brothers? What if you realize that, my sisters?
Glory.
Lord. What if you realize that, seriously, that you were made in the image, you were made in the image and after the likeness of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit? What if you start acting like it, looking like it, talking like it, dressing like it, teaching like it, preaching like it? What if? We have to get to that place, y'all, because we don't need to continue to repeat Deuteronomy 28, verse 16 to 68. We don't need to keep repeating that. We don't need to keep being disobedient. We don't need to keep murmuring and complaining and stressing and worrying and then blaming it on the flesh, blaming it on the devil. What if you just made a renewing of your mind? What if you stopped conforming to the ways of the wicked, the ways of the world? What if? What if? Have you ever thought about that? What if we do what thus says the Lord? What if every church in the neighborhood come together and have a big time revival? What if all the preachers come together and say, for the month of April, this is what we preach in all month, the resurrection.
Just one month out of the whole year. One month out of the whole year.
Why do we, what if we stop just acknowledging the resurrection just at Easter? Pastor Jackson asked you that last night. What if we acknowledge that all year round?
Amen.
What if we talk unto us a child is born? Because you need to know other times of the year when he born and what he represented, because you forget. We got Thanksgiving messages. We got Christmas messages. We got Easter messages.
Come on, preach.
What if we put down all your man-made traditions and picked up the word of God? See, you don't like me saying that, but I'm tired of your man-made traditions. Because I got a question for you. Show it to me in the word. Show it to me in the word. This is what we're supposed to do. Show me in the word where it say this right here that's in your book. I said in your book. What if you start teaching sound doctrine, teaching the truth? You were given a charge.
There it is. Hit your head, Pastor.
He gave you a charge. He gave you a charge to preach the word in season and out of season.
Amen. But what if you did it?
What if you did that?
Nail on the head. The nail on the head, now, doctor.
What if you preached the word with reproof, rebuke, and exhortation? What if you came in and knocked the walls down? You understand what I'm saying? Exposed the trouble and built it back up.
Mm-hmm.
What if you did it? Because when you go look at that house, you see the wood all rotting on the outside. You know what you got to do? You got to tear everything out and get to the root of the problem. Because it may be termites on the inside.
That's a good one.
It could be a leak. It could be mold and mildew up in the wood, just rotting the wood out. So what you think happening to you?
Your soul. Jesus. Everything takes place from within.
What you think happening to you?
Rotten soul. Thanks.
What if you let God do a complete overhaul and resurrect you? What if? With all that filth on the inside of you, all that hatred, all that envy, all that jealousy, all that bitterness, anger, no self-control. What if? What if, man? My God. Listen, it's Thursday night, man, and we're getting ready to go across the top of the hour tonight's show. Told you last night, being brought to you by Heels Handy Hand. I gave them my sponsorship last night for the Williams Group and JDR Enterprise. I got to acknowledge them too, boy, before I get in trouble. Tonight's show
is
being sponsored by. No, they come at me. Heels Handy Hand. You know what I'm saying? The Williams Group and JDR Enterprise. JDR Enterprises and Heels Handy Hand is woman owned, boy. Black woman owned, boy. You be careful messing with them, boy. I tell you, our sisters don't play. You know what I'm saying? When they buy their business, they buy their business. They acknowledge it. Hey, man, we going across the top of the hour, man, and I want to thank you for turning us on. It's the Mighty Men of Valor, and we breaking chains tonight. The chain breakers are on. Get involved in the conversation. 858-357-9137. Let everybody know we live streaming at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. You want to shoot us an email? WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. You know what this weekend is? It's Easter weekend. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody is getting out there. There's resurrection time. And, you know, I know what you're about to do, but what if you really celebrated this every day?
Amen.
Every day. He wakes you up every day. So when you get up, that means he getting up in the earth too with you. Everywhere you go, he going with you. Everywhere thing you do, you representing him. So what if you just represent the kingdom of God? You want him to do everything else. You want the reward. Do the assignment. Do the work.
Ah.
Do the work.
Payday.
This is Knowledge the King. YAT Radio is on. We breaking chains, y'all. We'll be right back.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on to 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had a dude to use as a forerunner. Oh, your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress. A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed in Maine. That's a dangerous thing. Yeah. Okay. See ya. A lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? The king of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yeah. Who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and
raised on a scissor.
Never got drunk, got high. Prophesied King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
Real king and it don't matter. A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player. All about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah. Anointed one to save you, bro. Called him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later. These self-proclaimed kings bragging cause they on chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne. Like kids playing in their daddy's clothes when he's gone. The clothes don't fit and daddy's coming back home. Really, just man, you don't wanna do this, man. King of kings is coming back, a theocratic ruler, man. What if you should pass away? You see, I'm on the last of days. There ain't no making deals, so really, what is there you have to say?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, who the same?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running man.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ.
Ruler, dog. Hey, Flame, man, why don't you enlighten us who the king is, dog? Let's get it.
Oh, how excellent is his essence, we reverence his name. Ooh, while silly peasants, we spread and he's trying to steal his fame. Ooh, we carry 45, AK, king of the food. But you can't make a day, you can't take away from the king of the food. You wanna about to make today when you face to face, we let you know. Ooh, we wanna be a king with bling and do major things, but he's a ringly. You must be joking, you smoking, plus you buying that Buddha. Ooh, I define him when you can rely on the lion, the Judah. Supreme ruler, shining brighter than Jacob the jeweler. Jewelry, cause it's true indeed, he's saving the truth. Cross the path to that truth, follow him, lose your life, and that's true. Gain new life, you got to let loose you. Of your own throne and follow Jesus. Rolling big whips, don't make you no pain. Adding them splits, don't make you no king. Pretty big screens, don't make you no pain. Packing them keys, don't make you no king. You can run a trap, own a house that's more black and mild. You be a king when you can do things like roll back the clouds.
Who the king?
Who the king? Who rules over the earth in its entirety will be back to reign. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is King of the Kings. Yeah. Respect it.
now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thank you very much, sir. Welcome back. Breaking Chains, Mighty Men of Valor on this Thursday. Happy Thursday to you. What's going on with you? Pastor Rod, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Melvin, we're just hanging out with you. Brothers having a conversation. We're talking about what if. What if? You know what I'm saying? What if what? Good question. What if what? What if what? You sought first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, you know what I'm saying, and trusted in him and all of these great things. Say all these great things be added to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God of all of his righteousness and all things be added to you. What if what? What if you did that? What if you did that? What if you put God first in everything that you do? What if you did that? Seriously, have you ever really thought about that? What if you went to God for counsel first before you made any moves on anything?
Life won't be so complicated.
Have you even, let alone given it a thought, have you ever tried that? Have you ever just tried it? Seriously, have you tried it?
That's all.
You know what I'm saying? You see a new restaurant opening, you right there. You know what I'm saying? You see a new movie coming out? Listen, Eddie Murphy just put out Coming to America 2, right? You couldn't wait to hit see it. You know what I'm saying? You know? What if you just gave God a shot like that? What if you gave God a chance? Just like, you know? Have you just really tried it? You know?
I know they're going to love it.
They gonna love
it. Why don't you give him a shot?
Seriously, give him a try. You know what I'm saying? We try so many things in life, but we always put God last. But we want him to put us first. Oops.
Y'all didn't hear me.
We put God last, but we want to be first in his life. But he can't be first in our life. We too busy to get on the prayer line. We too busy to come and talk about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We too busy to get out here and say lies. I'm just talking to you like this right now, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we too busy worrying about what skin color somebody is, what somebody this ain't did, or what if somebody do this, or what if somebody do that. What if you just trusted God? Pastor Jackson, what if they just trusted God?
You teaching no more.
What if you just trust God? Because listen, he say that he'll supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Listen, he says to us, he say, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. What if you just remain in him? And stop being double-minded, unstable in all your ways. I'm going to trust God today, but I'm going to do my own thing tomorrow. Why don't you just do what he say? He say, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you won't have a what-if moment. Listen. He just told us all we got to do is ask. Whatever we ask of him, we will receive it as long as we keep his word, right? And you know, one thing about it is, you know, we have to understand that he tells us in John, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. Say, from now on, you do not know him and have not seen him. So, and that's something because We claim to have fellowship with God, but we yet walk in darkness. We lie and do not live out the truth. That's what 1 John 1 says. So, my brothers and sisters,
we have to get to a place where we have to give God a shot. We have to give God a chance. It's time to give God a chance. It's time for you to give God everything that he needs from you. You know what I'm saying? Because he really don't need anything from you but to just keep his commandments. That's all he ever asks of. He asks, what when you read your word, what is it that God asks of you? God asks you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Things be added to you. God say, knock, and the doors to open shall be opened unto you. You know, see, God give you instructions. But God don't ask you to do much. God say, just keep my commandments. You know, God says, love me with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and love each other as you love yourself and as I have loved you. Do we do that? He don't even ask much of us. What if we just do the few things he asks of you? What's so hard about his commandments for you to keep? What's so hard about... Okay, hold on. Let me bag that up. Hey, Roderick. Pastor Rod.
Rewind.
Pastor Rod. Let me ask him, what is it so hard for you to keep his commandments? Since y'all think I'm talking at you, let me talk to me.
Come on, son.
I put myself in this, too. I'm not perfect.
There you go. Good example.
I'm not perfect, but I tell you what, I'm going to speak it in my life. I'm going to claim heaven. I claim and tell you that my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, sealed and signed in the blood of Jesus. I tell you that. I'm not speaking no more death in my life. Speaking life over my life. He says, listen, there's death and life in your tongue. You can speak it right out of your mouth. We always talking about what we can't do. What if you start talking about what we can do? Matter of fact, if you study your history, what if you start talking about what we done already did?
Come on.
We already a powerful people. What if you knew that? They know that about you. What if you knew it about yourself?
That's it, son, right there. He know it. He don't want you to know it.
He knows. Listen, man, listen. The devil know who you are. What if you knew who you were? You ever sit down and ask God, God, show me who I am? And he going to start throwing them scriptures at you. He going to start telling you, you beautifully and wonderfully made. I made you. What you talking about? You part of the royal priesthood, the chosen people. He's going to lift you up. He's going to elevate you. So what if you start acting like your daddy? And get away from your partner, the devil. Because he was all about partner. So don't act like I said something that's bewildering to you. You know what I'm saying? Some of us was hanging with him longer than others. Exactly. Some still hanging with him. He set them snares and them traps for you because he knows where your blessings are. He knows when it's time for you to receive your blessing. And he's going to do everything he can to distract you from receiving it. He going to set a trap. He going to set a snare. He going to set something for you to throw you off your course. I was talking to Pastor Jackson earlier, and I told him, we need to start putting, you know, how them horses and be pulling them buggies, and they put them blinders on the side of them horses' eyes so they can do number C straight ahead. We need to go buy some blinders and put them on.
Amen.
Some of us need some help in being controlled. You need your spiritual blinders on because God is the only one can control you. Because one thing about it, God's will be done whether you accept him or not.
Amen.
whether you down with him or not, his will be done. And if you don't accept him, you'll be burning in hell talking about why me. And he going to be telling you, why not you, my son? Why not you, my daughter? I gave you plenty of opportunity for this not to be you. What if you listen? What if you listen? What if you paused and listened? What if you listened when he said, peace be still? What if you listened when he told you to get up in the house, say that till I tell you to come out? What if you don't go tonight when he's telling you not to go? Man, I really hate Pastor Jackson's signal is crazy tonight, but I you know, the devil mad at him. I'm gonna blame the devil on this one, because the devil mad at him because he came up with this topic right here, and the devil know that we was gonna come at him. So you know what I'm saying? That's one thing about
devil
it.
Ain't did nothing, Pastor. Devil ain't did nothing because we got Pastor Jackson back.
Yeah, we ain't studying him. I said that for a purpose though. I said that for a purpose. I said that to say this. I'm not giving him no accolades. He don't get no accolades here. Get his head bust over here. But I said that to say this. That, you know, he tried to come in and interfere last night to take my system down. So you knew that. See, listen, this is what we have to do. We have to stay in unison in prayer. We have to collectively pray about when we get ready to come on these airways. You know what I'm saying? For those of you out there listening, I'm talking to you right now. You know what I'm saying? Because the men of God know what we have to do. But I'm talking to all my listeners out there right now. See, when you know it's time for us to come on, like 30 minutes before we crack these microphones, you need to go in prayer. You need to go in spiritual warfare type of prayer. Because you know them enemies out there trying to get to us. You know they, listen, we know they trying to get to us. But they can't get to us because we got a legion of angels around us. We got on the full armor of God, and we dipped in the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Ain't nothing you can do with this. Nothing.
Can't touch this.
That's what Hammer say. You can't touch this. And then he starts stomping on his head. So, you know, Pastor Melvin, if we decide that we're going to come together as the body of Christ like we should, and it's taking place right now, I'm not saying it's not happening. Don't take it like we speaking against the church. The church is coming together. And I'm going to say it this way. The church of Jesus the Christ is coming together. I'm not talking about man's house. I'm talking about the body of Christ. It's coming together right now because we have no choice. God's will is taking place. God's power and authority is being put into action all over the earth right now. What is it that we as leaders? What if we as leaders came together? Tell us what you think gonna happen. So what you know gonna happen? Break chains on that one.
Here's a good prime example with the coronavirus. I'm very observant. I looked at, I'm 17 years old, and it wasn't AIDS virus. I looked at more love being given out since this coronavirus pandemic has hit. Most of us would look at the bad thing, but I'm just one of them. I'm just a firm believer. I don't care how bad something is. There is always some good in it, especially if you're a child of God. And I could see love being given. I could see love just exerting itself with this virus. Can you imagine now if we could show love and while everything is going great? Even in the assembly, I mean, I just have to tell the truth. I see so much bickering, arguing in the assembly of God. But can you imagine all of us on the same accord, and Pastor Jackson here, I think I heard a few weeks ago, on the same subject, the same level, mainly the same anointing, and these things you have to, you play a part because you have to allow this to happen. It's all there, it's all in that Bible. But if we just came on it all together, man, Satan, he can't stay. If I was Satan, I want to be around no 100 people talking about God and everybody agreeing on the same thing. I'm going to get, how to say, the hell out of there. That's Satan. I mean, I just like to give it to you. I like to go ghetto, too, because a lot of people don't know nothing about God. Sometimes you got to have that gift to be able to come down to their level. You know, as I say, when Jesus, when God came down, and Jesus was so good at coming at people's level. Sometimes we get so high and mighty, we can't even reach the people, even with the word we use. I don't want to be that good. I mean, I want to be good where I can come down to people level. And man, getting on, can you imagine the power? And I noticed something he said. He didn't say what 30 or 40 or 50. I mean, he made it so minute. Hey, Melvin, just give me two of y'all. Think about what he's saying. I don't need but two of you to agree for what they're telling you. It's hard to get two. It's hard to get two because we know the power of Satan. I don't want to give him no glory, but this old dude is pretty good. He's good at distracting. He's good at taking that is good and make it look bad. He's good at taking that bad to make it look good, to give you the wrong perception of things. We have to be on one accord, and they're going to go back to studying. And also, like you were saying, Pastor, I look at a child. Look at a little child. What a child is good at? God says, suffer the children come unto me, but come to me as a child. What one characteristic that a kid is good at? Give me this. Give me that. Give me this. Give me that. A child will never have nothing to offer. Look at his characteristics. That's what God wants you to do. You ain't got nothing to offer God, so go ahead and him like a child. Ask him, Lord, give me this. Give me that. Can you imagine if 10 of us got together and we all went to him at the same time? Say, Lord, may we have this in respect. May we have this. I mean, I'm a daddy. If three of my kids come to me at the same time, I mean, they're gonna get my attention. Hey, Daddy, we love you. Can we? You take a preheated 350 degree oven and let it run for about 10 minutes. Stick a stick of butter in that. What you think that butter gonna do? It's gonna melt.
That's right.
That's the same way my children are with me, especially if they're being obedient. That's a child now. That's the same way my dad is. You can melt him down. He'd love for you to melt him, but you got to melt him in righteous truth and obedience. That's the way it works. One of the quickest way to get to my daddy. Is be truthful. Be obedient. That's power right there. You must learn the characteristic. And I'm studying that, Pastor Will and Pastor Jackson. I'm studying now the characteristic of him. So when I go to somebody out there, especially them smart aleck things that know everything, I could throw his characteristic on them, which is his power. And if we know that as leaders, we can teach the people how to use this power and be on one accord. But like I said the other night, Pastor, just being in church all of those years, it's just so many of people just don't know how to do it. Now, I can't put all the blame on the pastor. I can't put all the blame on the people, because that's why you got school. School is to teach you and teach you how to research. And when you get to that point in time, you do it on your own. But it began with that leader. I don't care what nobody say. It began with that pastor. You teach the people how to study, what to look for, what to expect. That is our job. And, man, when we get on that one accord, pastor, look our world. Thank you.
Amen to that. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
That's what I do. I ain't got nothing. I ask him for what I want. I ain't got nothing. All this stuff belongs to him. I don't own nothing, pastor.
That's right. Nothing. Don't own nothing.
I don't own nothing. I don't even own the air that I breathe. If I own it, why I can't keep it inside of my lungs? I've got to blow it out every time.
Got to blow it out every time. Man, that's good right there.
Can't
keep it, K.O.
Keep it, baby.
That's right.
No. I like to keep it simple, pal, and I like to say something to get your attention. When you get the attention of somebody, I don't care what it takes. That's a bait. If you can get his or her attention, that's when you're supposed to know what to say.
Amen.
I'm a
Amen.
Child. I'm a little kid. I don't know nothing. Take
Amen.
It, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for that, sir. Want to say good evening. Our overseer just joined us. Want to bring him in. Want to say good evening and God bless you. Welcome to the show, Pastor Kemp. You know what we're talking about tonight. We on that what if. come on in and say something about that what if, Pastor.
You tore it up, Pastor.
Amen. I remember a song say, if this world were mine,
I'd lay that to feet,
all that on. If this world
so
were mine,
good to me.
If this were the perfect world, we wouldn't need Jesus. If we were perfect, there would be no sin. Mm. But being that we are created free will moral agents, we have our own volition, our own will, there's sin in the camp. I don't care how long we live, there's always going to be sin in the camp. Now, I have a saying that Christians are not sinless people. We sin less. In essence, what Paul never said that he had reached perfection, Paul said, not that I've apprehended, but I pressed toward the mark of the high calling. Notice what he said, not that I've apprehended. I haven't made it there yet. I haven't grabbed it yet, but I'm pushing forward. And that's what God looks for. Obedience is better than sacrifice. How can two walk together unless they're in agreement? See, we have to understand that we have to be on the same page with God. And that's why Jesus so told him when he gave the Great Commission, go ye there and teach all nations. See, at the church, we're not on the same page. The Protestant going one way, the full gospel going another way, the Episcopal going another way, the Catholic going another way, you name it. Every church of God in Christ, everybody going their own way. And the Bible talks about being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And so when you say, but if we could ever get on the same page, you know, the Bible talks about unity. We have a saying that together we stand, divided we fall. You know, I'm reminded of the fact ever so often about when Jesus was met by the Pharisees and the scribes, and he healed a man on the Sabbath day. And it was the Sabbath, so they came and said that he healed by the power of Beelzebub. And Jesus said to them, a house divided cannot stand, that Satan wouldn't be doing the work that he do. See, you can tell a tree by the fruit that it bears. We need to be bearing fruit, but we're too busy trying to put the fruit in our pocket. Instead of walking together, and I hear Pastor Jackson always talk about it, we be prophesying and everything else instead of trying to say, but what if we can come together, the church as a whole, and try to do away with what Jesus said? We say we're walking the same walk with Jesus, but Jesus came to save this world from their sins. He died for the sins of the world. But we're not worried about sin. Put them duckets, put them greens, put that money in my pocket. That's what it's all about. It's nothing about life.
Come on,
he said, I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And then he was talking about being spiritually abundant, spiritually prosperous. He was talking about, see, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Well, from the innermost part of the creator, what God made you to be, from that part, and the Bible is the truth, is spirit, your spirit, and the truth is the word of God. We have to learn it. I mean, so many people have been lied to and things like that. What if all churches would teach the same thing about sin and about love and about the fruit of the spirit? How far do you think we could be today?
Yeah.
What if we could come together and do this? But if we could come together and understand that we have to let our light shine. We can't have a light and hide it under bed. One day we're one way, the next day you're another. You're wishy-washy, you're sometime. One day you're a Christian, the other day you're running to women doing food. You can't serve two masters. So what if you was only serving one master? And that was God. I never knew Jesus was rich. I know he was rich like Minister Melvin say. I know that he was rich because he owned everything, but that didn't bother him. The Bible declared the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, that the cattle on the thousand hill belong to God. In other words, if he just take the air that we breathe away, not one living creature would be living. That's why there's no life on the moon. Because there's no oxygen there. And so we have to understand and we have to replicate the actions of Christ. In other words, have to live the way he lived. We have walk by the beat of the same drum, not everybody running their own way. What if? What if we turn our back on Satan? What if we all go about trying to save? What if we all try to show love? What if we all try to have patience with one another? What if we all have forgiveness? What if we have perseverance? What if we have goodness and meekness? And what if we learn to have self-control and that was no more killing and no more fighting and things like that? But what if? And the ifs can be true, but we need to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. The church is not doing it, but we want other people to do it, but we're not showing it. How can you tell me how to live by something you can't live by? I can't teach other people how to live a godly life if I'm not living it myself. I know you heard a million times, you can sit in a tree apple tree all day long and don't become an apple. You can be in church 50 years and don't become a Christian, because you're sitting there don't mean that's what you are. But what if we decide to understand to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he said all things will be added unto you. But what if we learn how to praise the Lord? But what if we knew how to pray and ask the Lord for forgiveness? But what if we learn to pray for other people and not just ourselves and quit being selfish? But what if we help the needy? What if we help the poor? What if we help those who are thirsty, those who hunger? What if we're there for the sick, the widows and the orphans? But what if?
Yes.
We learn to do what Christ asked us to do. He already told us what'll happen if we don't learn how to be united? He said the reason we don't because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the knowledge was the word and the teachings of God. It's not this foolishness. I got street sense. You don't have street sense selling dope. Chris will tell you if you sell it, you're going to prison. Somebody going to rob you and kill you, and if you're doing it, you're going to die from it. You're poisoning your system. So don't tell me you don't have enough sense to put in a monkey's neck. Now, the thing about it is, and I did it. I did everything, and I didn't have sense to put a monkey's neck. I didn't want to say you put it in a buzzer that you fly backwards. But we have to understand and admit what we're doing. But we have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But what if we could all do that? But what if all of us could just learn to be obedient to his word? What if we could learn to quit being busy by the gossip? But what if we could quit complaining? What if we could stop complaining about everything? Everybody eating steak. I got a pork chop. Well, you gonna live with that pork chop too. The Bible say, be content with where you are. Be content, for his grace is sufficient. His unmerited favor, we're not worth nothing anyway, but it's his grace, his unmerited favor, something we don't deserve. He gives it to us anyway. You know there are two types of grace. There's common grace and efficacious grace. Efficacious grace is given to those who he have ordained, who he has called, and those who are going to be saved, and he know who's going to be saved from the beginning of time. Common grace is given to everybody. Even the sinner have common grace. In essence, good things happen to bad people. That's common grace. It rained on the just as well as the unjust. But what if we all could come together and live by the word of God? We'll have heaven right here on earth. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that. That's good, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo, boy, I tell you, put your brain in and brother to fly backwards, boy. I tell you. Got a little pea brain, boy. Ain't got nothing going on up there, boy. Oh, man. I tell you, hey, man, we're going to take this quick break. We'll be right back with our final comments, man, so we can get out of here. There you go, man. It's Breaking Chains. Might have been a Valor. Oh, Chain Breakers are hanging out. YAT Radio.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah. I see you standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like to talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
Lies,
you have count as losses, we press the seal.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give you both my best, and I swear, and I grind, I usually try to learn that I can't please these people all the time, so I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give you both my best, and I swear, and I grind, I usually try to learn that I can't please these
see every Christian on the track, that's on the track, it's like a skull. Oh, we racing, never pacing, all we running towards the goal. Upward,
calling,
Fulling,
knowledge,
nothing hollow, like the lotto. Rewards from God the Father, where we should be. No matter what they say, or even throw it up. Keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in Him. See, when it's all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna see through the proof and know it's true to life. So look to Him. Give up everything to make it to Him. We're knowing fully, becoming holy as you pursuing. For all my saints who know they saved, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see Him face to face.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I usually try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray. I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best, and I swear, and I grind. I usually try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
I wanna hear, homeboy. You know what I'm talking about? I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like Him. Come on.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you. Man, I could just tell the Lord thank you all day long, man, because He's done so much. Let me see, I'm 52. I don't even think I could say thank you that long for that many times for all these years. Woo, boy, let me tell you. Listen, he talks about our website. The website will be coming up soon. I just talked to our guy that's trying to handle that, get all that stuff done. Man, we're moving up. You remember George Jefferson and them say, we're moving on up. We're moving up in the kingdom, man, doing the work of the Lord, and we're glorious. Man, we stand in His glory, and we're excited about it, and we love to acknowledge Him and honor Him and give Him glory and praise for what He is doing. All right, let's get our final comments in. Take a few minutes to do that so we can get out of here. Everybody, just do something for me. Just pay attention to your what ifs, all right? Start thinking about those things. Pastor Jackson, I know we've been having problems with your connection out there, man, but God is a great God, man. He works miracles, man. He does awesome work. So let's see if we can get you in, man, and say something to these people. Final comments, sir. Go ahead.
I just texted you.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. Pastor Jack says, wonderful night, y'all. Powerful word unto God, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. What if? That's good. This is Pastor Jackson's thing tonight, man. So, you know what I'm saying? He's been bringing it for the past two nights, so we give God all the glory and praise. And he got another good one for you standing in the corner over there waiting on you for Monday. You know what I'm saying? That one, that's going to be so powerful, too. Ooh, look at him, you know. Anyway, Pastor Melvin, gonna come on over to you, sir. You hanging in there? Okay, I got it. Sir, can you give your final comments to the people, please?
Pastor Jackson, I'm glad you gave us the subject, baby. It was a good one.
Yes,
it was a good one. But I want you all to remember something. You know, I have a lot of stuff from the old school. I want you to look at two words, if and why, and just think about it. Old folks used to say, if is two crooked letters, and why I can't straighten them out. Think about that. Work on it yourself. If you're still having problems trying to figure out who you are, what you are, Book of Galatians 5:6, read it. Stand in the front of the mirror and ask yourself, which one of these verses fit me? Then you have a choice to make, or it will make it for you, those verses. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for being a part of the ministry and being present Let me throw my my last comments in, man, and turn it over to our overseer. Listen, what if we all came together and got on a platform like this and talked about it together? You know, just think about it. What if the church came together as the body of Christ and do our part and stop talking about we waiting on God to do it? You know, it's already been done. God waiting on us to do our part. So as Mr. Melvin tells us, he says something to us all the time. If you get off your shucky ducky, you know what I'm saying, we can get some things done. So just what if you got up and start being a doer of the word of God instead of just a hearer?
Yes,
how about
sir.
That? What if we just got in the wilderness out here where the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few? What if? God knew it was going to be like this. But what if we did that? A lot of lives would be changed. A lot of souls would be saved. What if you got up and did the work that God put in you to do? What if you do it? So, brothers and sisters, let's do that, all right? Our Black History honoree tonight, everybody knows this name. Well, not the young people, but, you know, they may know him, though. So I take that back, young people. Let me salute you because you may know him. Our Black History honoree tonight is Mr. Wilt Chamberlain. Mr. Wilt Chamberlain rates as one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. Throughout his career in basketball, he was dominant to a degree that few players in any sport are able to attain. Chamberlain finished his career with 31,419 points. And during the 1961-62 season, he averaged an incredible 50.4 points per game. These are only two statistics among many that demonstrate Chamberlain's legendary contributions to the game. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wilt Chamberlain is our Black History honoree for tonight. Thank you,
Mr. Chamberlain,
for doing what you did in NBA basketball, I tell you. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about our health tip for tonight. Don't forget, my brothers and sisters, make sure that you get up every morning and every evening before you go to bed and do you some exercise and stretch. Work out those muscles and them bones, all right? Stretch them. You know what I'm saying? Do you some exercise. You know, do some side straddle hops, some push-ups, some sit-ups, some crunches, something to exercise your body to get your heart rate up, all right? And then put you 64 ounces of water in your body every day. That's a minimum, 64 ounces. That's 8 glasses with 8 ounces in each bottle, in each glass, or get you 4 16-ounce bottles of water and drink them. But make sure you put 64 ounces of water in your body. Make sure that you eat your fruit and your vegetables on a daily basis. Make sure that you at least cut one day out of the week and don't eat no meat at all. Eat nothing but vegetables, all right? No meat. Cut back on the fried foods. Start taking better care of yourself physically, mentally, and most importantly, spiritually. Study the word of God. Pray without ceasing, because the effectual, the prayer, listen, the fervent prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it what? It availeth much. Stay before the Lord. Get into your quiet spot and spend time with him. Meditate on the word of God. Study to show yourself approved before God. Pastor can't get you in heaven, but he sure can lead you to hell. Your brother can lead you to hell. Your sister can lead you to hell. If ain't nobody telling you to get before the Lord, and I'm not discrediting no preachers out there, but start teaching your people about staying before the Lord, and there is a heaven and a hell. And if they keep sinning and being disobedient, they making their bed in hell. Amen. All right. Our overseer will give his final comments and close us out. All right, Pastor Kemp.
God bless each and every one, and God bless you, Pastor Jackson, for the topics that we've been discussing. And that's a very well chapter. You know, you can put the word what, and then you can put the word if on any phrase and make it be anything that you would want it to be. What if I was blind? What if I was 9 feet tall? What if I was white? What if I was a Chinese? What if I was a Japanese? You can just say what. If I were the king of the world, if I was a musician, if I was a basket, you could just add something to each and everything. But the main thing we need to be asking ourselves about being a Christian, and it shouldn't be what, but it should be I am a Christian. Mm. I am that I am. And we should be really, really shooting to find out and say, God, what you want me to be. And that's to be waiting and being more like him. Lord, help me to be more like Jesus and being a person that could love everybody with that agape love. And that's the main thing. And I just want to tell Pastor Williams, keep up the good work. Keep up the fight of faith. Keep going. You're going in the right direction and having people the back that they got your back, like Reverend Jackson and Minister Melvin Adams, who has your back every night and who's sharing in there. And Brother Melvin, he makes it real simple.
Yes, sir.
And so God bless each and every one of you guys and those who are listening. Remember, what if I could be just like Christ? And it's not hard. We just have to live by. See, that's a GPS. You know, you have a GPS on your phone that'll direct you any way you want to go. And if you have a new model car, you set your GPS, like I said, mine, and I could go anywhere I want to go. It'll tell me when to make a turn, when to turn, and direct me straight where I need to go. Well, when you pick that Bible is your GPS to heaven. If you read it also, it's a roadmap. So pick that Bible up, read it, because it could take you a place where that every day is howdy, howdy, and never goodbye, whose streets are paved with gold. And you'll see the 12 pearly gates, 3 to the east, 3 to the west, 3 to the north, 3 to the south. You'll be able to see it. You'll see that stream that runs from the throne of God there with crystal clear water. And you'll be able to look and see a tree that bears 12 fruits all day long. And what's so magnificent about those gates, they're made out of a mother pearl. And then when you're standing way away, when you're walking up to heaven, you'll stand back and you'll see that those cities, that the foundation is 12 foundations, and on those foundation is the 12 name of the 12 apostles of the name, and they're made out of semi-precious stone. And I don't know about you, but if I could live by the word of God and be right and follow that GPS, which is the word of God, which is our Bible, I could make it to that holy city where every day is how to happen. Well, there'll be no more tears, there'll be no more sickness, no more pain, no more crying. It say, for the former things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We'll take off this body of mortality that gets sick and gets old. We'll take off mortality and put on an immortal body that does not get sick, don't get old. It never dies. Or we could take off this corruptible body, this sin body, that never sins, and we don't have to lock our houses in heaven, because we don't have to lock our apartments. We don't have to lock them because everybody is saved and everybody loves one another. And God is our ruler and our captain. God bless you. I love everybody, black, white, rich, or poor, and there's nothing you could do about it. Much love to all my heavy brothers that's listening and these heavy brothers that God bless me just to be able to share and let iron sharpen iron. Love you.
Love you, sir.
Thank you. For you. Amen.
Yes. Pray us out, Pastor.
Merciful Father, we come in the mighty matchless name of Jesus. Lord, we come asking, Lord, that you would open our hearts and open our mind, that as we study your word, we be receptive to your holy word. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that was said. Now, Lord, we pray it was something said, something done within this program, this ministry, that open our eyes to what God is like, what God would have us to do, and save somebody, that somebody is now saying, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord, I ask that you
would thank you, Lord, protecting us from seen and unseen danger. We ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you continue to be with us. We ask that you strengthen us, Lord. We know it's COVID out there, Lord, and we know that you've given us different gifts to different doctors and scientists what to do. Lord, we know that people are going against you about George Floyd. Let there be some justice done in the courtroom. Hey. Let there be injustice done. Lord, there are different things that's being passed, and let us be obedient. But most of all, let us show love and compassion for all humanity. Oh, we thank you, Father. Lord, I ask that you would bless every church that's open and preaching and teaching your holy word. Lord, continue to bless each and one. Brother, I thank you, Lord. My brother, Lord, is off the ventilator, Lord, and he's slowly improving. He has to get his strength back. But, Lord, you still have him here with us. I have another minister in school, Minister Bingham, who owns the hardware. Minister Bingham, he's in the hospital now on the ventilator. I'm praying for him. I'm praying for everybody who's on ventilator, everybody who have the sick and shit. And I'm praying for all this, Lord. Just bless them and strengthen the families, Lord. Stand by their bedside. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Much love.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Don't forget to join us tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, Breaking Chains with Youth Talk. Our young people will be on the air tomorrow having a conversation. And tomorrow's conversation that they want to have with you, they want to talk to you about the justice system. So come in and talk to our young people. Take a listen and talk about the justice system with Youth Talk tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's Breaking Chains, the Chain Breakers. We getting ready to get out of here. God loves you, and we love you, too, and ain't nothing you could do about it. Have a blessed night. Good night, my brothers. Love y'all. Peace. Good night, everybody.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of male self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.